In the ring, Jason Hughes, Dustin Dougie Campbell, and Jason Papaw White, the Triple Threat, here on the Strong Booking Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Strong Booking Podcast. This week, we got another special guest, Justin Del Rio from the Nerds of Wrestling Podcast and Nerds of Wrestling Facebook page. I just want to go ahead and shout out our sponsors real quick, McGuire's Insurance Agency, Prestonsburg Pick and Poke, and High Tech Signs and Graphics. Those guys help us out a lot. You know, and they make this run, so just want to say we appreciate them. And let's get this show started. We're just going to go ahead and introduce Justin. Justin, let everybody kind of know about you.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? I'm Justin. For the nerds who know, I run a Facebook group called Nerds of Wrestling, and I do weekly podcasts with wrestlers. What's up, wrestler? Sometimes managers, referee, and everything. You know, go check out Nerds of Wrestling on Facebook.
I know we asked you this, you know, before we came on air, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you again, and you can kind of tell everybody how you came up with the Nerds of Wrestling Facebook page and podcast.
Yeah, for sure. In 2016, I was posting a lot on my personal Facebook account, my regular Justin Del Rio page, and I was getting a lot of people saying, you know, you're annoying, stop posting so much wrestling, blah blah blah. And I felt like, I said, okay, let me do something else. Let me do something else. So I created a group, but it wasn't called Nerds of Wrestling. It was called the most generic name you come up with, WWE fans, something like that. And for the time, for like 2 years, I just was on and off with it. I wasn't really on, but it was just strictly WWE. And in 2019, I really started getting back into it. I changed it back to Nerds of Wrestling, and I made an announcement. I said, hey, from this day on, starting today, all wrestling all the time, not just WWE, not just, you know, ROH, and all wrestling all the time. Any wrestling you see, share. Invite wrestlers, shout them out, just share everything. So Nerds of Wrestling, that's how Nerds of Wrestling came along.
Cool. Well, I know, you know, like I've been on a lot of Facebook pages, you know, wrestling Facebook pages and stuff, and I'd say Nerds of Wrestling is probably my favorite one that I ever, you know, came on. It's strictly wrestling. There's no, like, there's no BS.
Yeah, no BS. Way.
Like,
yeah.
you know, there's no arguing or anything. It's kind of to the point. Everybody's opinion, you know, is welcomed and stuff. So I do enjoy that about your page. And I know, you know, we joined it. You only had, like, you almost had 1,000 when we joined.
Oh, page. Wow.
Yeah, And then,
like, it's been a minute.
And then all of a sudden you're all the way up to over 5,000. So that's just showing how much, you know, the page has grown. And it seems you do a great job with the podcast too. So kudos
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. I try to make sure there's no BS on, on the group. Obviously people are going to have their disagreements. They're going to, you know, they're going to bash someone for their opinions. It's wrestling. But at the end of the day, we're going to have different opinions. We're going to have different mindset on wrestling. But don't bash someone for liking something that you don't like. Not liking something that you do like. Because it's not going to change your mindset at all. Like, cursing them out, you know, calling them names is only going to make it look worse on you. Not going to make it – it's not going to help your argument.
All right, well, let's start talking some wrestling here.
Let's do it.
All right, it's time to talk some wrestling. You guys got any questions or anything you want to bring up, Jason? Justin?
No questions.
Okay.
I watched a little bit of Raw this week. You know, I like, and I know me and the other Jason talked about it, and Dougie's talked about it. You know, even though Drew's a face right now, they're making him out to be strong. Like, not your normal face. He's not taking any, you know, crap, I guess you could say, from Seth Rollins. He's showing he's the bigger man, more powerful. You know, I like that. I like Drew having the belt. I'm, you know, it was a long time overdue. You know, he was brought up, he left, he came back, worked his way back. Mm-hmm. You know, they made him out to be, when he first came in WWE, he was Vince McMahon's chosen one. Didn't pan out. You know, they released him, you know, and then he came back, reinvented himself throughout the Indies. And you know, I wish he could have had a better WrestleMania moment. I know this year was a little, you know, different, no fans, you know, all pre-recorded and all that. And, you know, the background story we talked about a few weeks ago, he'd already won the belt, but he locked it in the bedroom and he didn't wait till it aired on TV before he went and actually got the belt out of his house.
Yeah.
I like that. But
so, since you brought that up, let's talk about the current product. I mean, what do you think about it, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot happening right now in the world of professional wrestling. Obviously, you know, like we said before, there's no fans in the audience watching the show, so it's a different, completely different from anything we have ever seen. But WWE is trying their best. I respect that WWE is doing what they can do with what they have. I've been watching here and there. I haven't been really keeping up. But, you know, I look on the internet and everything with what's happening. I hope this whole shenanigans is over soon. I'm hoping WWE will start allowing, you know, the members of the universe back in the crowd, in the arena. But I don't know.
One thing, you know, I've told these guys, you know, since all this has started, you know, it's, no fans in the crowd has really, like, bothered me because I'm just not that into it. I don't know why fans in the crowds have anything to do with it, but it's hard to be as into it for some reason.
Yeah, and I'm not bashing WWE any way at all. Like, I'm not bashing WWE. I'm not bashing AEW or Impact. I 100% love what they're doing with what they have. But it's hard to watch a three Monday Night Raw for 3 hours with nobody in the crowd. It's just not the same.
No, it's not. But another thing, you know, I want to talk about this week, you know, we all seen it. This is WWE or Vince McMahon. There was a rumor came out that he's trying to maybe sell the company. I mean, did you see that?
I heard about that. That's crazy. I don't know if that's true. If it is true, then damn. Because there's been rumors like that for. This isn't the first time we're seeing something like that. You know, it turns out not to be true. But I don't know during this whole pandemic and this whole thing going on. I don't know. I don't. Maybe he's losing a lot of money. He's losing a lot of money after he had to get rid of the XFL. He lost a lot of money for that. So,
Well, then you see, like, you know, all these wrestlers he's been releasing. Like, he's actually like granting releases if people want to be released. He's letting them go. So, I mean, there's a lot into it right now.
Right now, it's the best time to release these guys and girls. Even when before this whole thing started, they weren't doing anything with these wrestlers at all. The fact that they just got released kind of baffles me. Like, about time. Like, damn. Yeah. Like the Revival, EC3. You know, Zack Ryder, Heath Slater. Like so much wrestlers who have such good potential.
Yeah.
To be somewhere else. I don't know. It kind of baffled me.
And, you know, a lot of people I've seen, you know, feeling sorry for these people for getting released. But they're going to be fine. I mean, a lot of these guys are going to go to the Indies or another, you know, televised show, and they're going to take off.
Yeah, they don't need WWE to – they already had WWE to make a name for themselves. Now they get to go somewhere else and show everyone else and to prove what they really have or what they can do.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with them.
What do you think about it, Papo?
I don't know. It could go either way, man. You know, it is what it is.
I mean, do you really think there's any truth to, like, Vince going to sell the company?
No. I don't. I mean, it could be. You just don't know. Strange times, anything's possible. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. They're getting ready to have a money on the roof match. Anything's possible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My, yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Did we get – okay, we talked about this. Just bringing up the money on the roof, whatever you want to call it now. David Arquette, you know, they snapped a photo of him at the former – or the whatever up in Connecticut.
Yeah, the headquarters, yeah.
Yeah, is he going to be part of this?
I don't know. I don't know. I doubt it. I mean – I don't. It's gonna be interesting to see. I heard the Money in the Bank match is gonna be cinematic type match.
Yeah,
oh, really? I don't know how. Yeah, that's what I heard. Which,
that's all right.
Kind of like the Boneyard match and the Firefly Funhouse match.
Yes. Yeah.
That could be good then.
Could be good. Yeah.
You're not having an audience. You're not wrestling in front of an audience. So those cinematic type matches are awesome. I mean, I was a big fan of the Boneyard and the Firefly.
Oh, yeah. So, we loved them.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, we thought those matches was like the Boneyard match to me was one of the best things I've seen
in a long time.
In a long time from WWE.
100%. But don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. During this during the time that we're in, fine. If you want to do more type of cinematic type matches, okay, do it. But once we get the crowd back into the arena, don't do it. Do it once in a while. Exactly. It depends on the match. Just don't overhype it.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Make it – you know, it kind of brings up, you know, they have, like, these Hell in the Cell matches at different pay-per-views all the time.
Yeah.
It kind of ruined the Hell in the Cell in a way because it didn't make it special anymore.
Yeah.
No.
So, you know.
The more you see something, less the more you see it something. Becomes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So –
that's to be an attraction, you know.
Yeah,
that's how I felt about the Money in the Bank. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Money in the Bank matches, but I always like the Money in the Bank at WrestleMania, not as a pay per view.
That's fair enough. Yep, I agree with that. Yeah,
it's kind of like the Royal Rumble. That's why it's one of my favorites because you just get it once a year.
Exactly. Yeah. Obviously, don't change the Royal Rumble. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Gimmick matches should only be like, you know, the Royal Rumble and just the Rumble. I don't know what other pay per views there are. Obviously the Chamber and everything, but the Chamber shouldn't even be a pay per view.
No, they need to drop that. It kind of ran its course.
No.
Bring it back to Armageddon or like Survivor Series or New Year's Revolution. One of those, you know, one of those three, you know?
Yeah. What did you gonna say, Jason?
Oh, I was getting ready to actually mention, I like Survivor Series as a pay-per-view itself, if they, you know, do it.
Of course,
you know.
It's one of the big four, you know.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's, we're talking about pay-per-views and big, you know, that's, WWE at one point was doing too many pay-per-views. And I know right now it's kind of slowing down. I mean, they were doing that when they combined there's still a lot of pay-per-views out there, but it's you know, that's kind of one thing, you know, I like right now with AEW. They're only doing what looks like four pay-per-views a year.
Yeah, they kind of nailed it with that.
Yeah, with the specialty show.
That's all you need is 4 a year.
Yeah, it makes them a whole lot more special. They feel bigger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes the TV also, the TV time, it makes it more, you know, special and, you know, able to watch because stuff goes down on TV that normally wouldn't in, like, a WWE, you know, sense. Because WWE, you know, you're not going to see no big – you're not going to see a major match on TV.
No.
AEW, you know, we've been getting some, you know, pretty big matches just on on TV.
We've been getting some pretty solid matches on AEW. Mm-hmm.
You got the Cody and Warlord in the first Hell in a Cell. You know, they put that on TV. I thought that was
pretty awesome. Crazy. And I know Cody and Darby.
Or the cage match. I'm sorry, not a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. I know Darby.
I've seen you look at me, Papo.
Yeah, I was just thinking about Warlord.
Yeah. Go ahead. Were you going to say something, Justin?
No. I was saying that Darby and Cody killed it this past week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched that match.
Phenomenal match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought
so Lance good. And Justin and Lance killed it, too.
Yeah. They killed it. Mm-hmm. I actually watched that one again today just to get a refresher on it, talk about it. So it was a good match. I'm pretty excited about seeing Lance and Cody, or Lance.
Should be good. Are they doing like a live pay per view next week?
Or it's a live show.
Live show, okay.
Live Dynamite wins.
Yeah.
Live Dynamite, but I heard it was not a pay per view, but it was like a special event.
Oh. I haven't seen on that yet.
I must have heard it wrong.
I know Moxley, you know, Moxley's gonna be facing, I guess we're supposed to find out Wednesday, so possibly. And that's another thing. We were talking about this, a couple of days ago, Justin. In your mind, who do you think right now would be best fit to face Moxley for the championship?
Darby. Darby.
That's an interesting take on it.
Yeah, Darby Allin. Really? So good. He's such a good wrestler. AEW is... I'm not bashing AEW anyway, like, by what I'm saying. I'm a big independent wrestling fan, and AEW is a giant independent wrestling promotion on TV.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're doing. Yeah. Darby Allin absolutely killed it on the indies. He's killing it in AEW. He's showing what he's made of, and he deserves a title shot. Eventually.
Yeah.
I'm hoping soon.
I don't disagree with that one bit. Because we were talking, and right now, your time being, your major guys like your Omegas, your Hangmans, they're tied up with the tag belts. Cody, Archer, they're tied up right now in a feud.
Yeah.
So we were just trying to think, somebody at the moment that would be, a good fit to put a good match on with Moxley.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch of good candidates, obviously. MJF,
Yeah, that's another one.
A bunch of other guys. Darby, I think Darby, though. Darby is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I would love to see it.
So right now, between, AEW and WWE, what's your preferred, to watch?
WWE. I really don't have any preference. I love all wrestling. I try to watch as much. Try to watch all of it as much as I can. But I love AEW, and I wasn't watching NXT for a couple weeks when AEW first started, because I was just watching AEW. And then one Wednesday, I was like, let me just watch NXT. And I really forgot what I was missing while it was happening. So yeah. I just stuck back to NXT.
Well, I will say, NXT is definitely WWE's like golden show to me right now.
100%. 100%.
It might not be it may be the third show, if they want to call it that, but it's the top show to me.
In my opinion, NXT is not developmental anymore. They have a TV deal. They're wrestling on TV every single week. So I look at NXT as the third brand.
Yeah.
No longer developmental.
Who's some of your favorite guys in NXT right now?
Oh, you Gargano, Cole, so many. I was expecting that question. You got Cole, Gargano, the Undisputed Era, just all the big names out there. There's a lot of wrestlers that
Velveteen Dream's probably my favorite in NXT right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a beast. Velveteen Dream's
good. He's my hands down favorite in NXT.
Like, he's really good. Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
You got Ciampa. He's a fantastic, excellent, amazing wrestler. Just so many.
I thought an amazing thing they'd done was putting Finn Balor back in NXT. That was great.
Me too. He wasn't doing much on the main roster.
No.
When he won, I'm going back a little bit. Sorry. When he won the title again, the Universal title at SummerSlam, and he had to relinquish it the next day.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I could be wrong. I could sound really stupid. His career just went down because he wasn't doing anything after that. He was gone for X amount of months. He got surgery. He came back and he didn't do anything.
Yeah, once they brought him back in, it's like they couldn't I couldn't find a good fit for him on the main roster.
Exactly.
Or, you know, like we said before, too, you know, we think, you know, once you get hurt, Vince is kind of skeptical of putting the go back on you.
Yeah. Did he hold the IC title?
Yeah. Do what now?
He held the IC title for a while, though, right?
Yeah, but, yeah, I'm just the main, you know, his main guys, though, you know, the big belt, he's not going to put it on you if he thinks you're, you know, if
you're going to get injured, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that kind of hurt him. The injury definitely was a setback for him.
Yeah, but he's in NXT. He's killing it in NXT. Yep. I love him as a heel. He's really so good. NXT is not a demotion at all. Going to NXT is the best thing because you do so much more.
Yeah.
Than you can do on the main roster. You know?
Have you ever checked out any New Japan wrestling?
I don't really watch much New Japan wrestling, to be honest with you. Little clips on like Facebook and YouTube here and there, but I love New Japan, but I just don't really watch it as much as I want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the nerd for wrestling over here. I should be watching all of it, but it's too much. There's so much wrestling.
There's
too
so much out there.
Yeah, dude.
So much.
It's impossible. There's so much to watch. You couldn't watch it all if you wanted to.
Exactly. You know.
You just got to pick.
What was that?
I was just saying, you just got to pick what you like and
watch it. You know. Exactly. 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of wrestling out there, man. It's you know, it's just too much to keep up with. I try to watch as much as I can.
I'd never really watched much MLW until a few months back. I started watching it, and you know that's a great show.
Yeah, it's good. MLW. I watched NWA for a while too. When
NWA was doing pretty good.
Pandemic thing started. Yeah,
we were really excited for the Crockett Cup. You know, when it was.
Yeah, it was good. It was a pretty good show.
So we were hoping to see the Crockett Cup, but obviously it got canceled.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation, man. It sucks. Yeah. It really does. But, what are you going to do with it? You know, like, nothing you can do. Just hope for the best and everything will work out afterwards.
What's some good independence up your way that you really just, you know,
watch? Northeast Wrestling? Yeah, Northeast Wrestling. We got Blitzkrieg, Chaotic, Limitless, Beyond Wrestling. I try to go to as much as I can. Like Limitless is 7 hours away from me, and I don't drive, so I'm not gonna beg someone to take me to a Limitless. Limitless 7 hours away, so you won't see that happening. But Northeast Wrestling, man, definitely go check out Northeast Wrestling. They bring in some big names.
We've got about 5 minutes left, guys.
Does that Northeast Wrestling, do they have some YouTube clips and stuff that people can check out? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Matches on YouTube?
Okay.
Yeah, matches, you know, clips, highlight videos.
Okay.
Darby Allin is actually a former NEW World Heavyweight Champion.
Okay, cool. You've seen him probably.
Yeah.
In the Northeast. Okay, that's all.
Yeah, I see him. I see Darby. I see Dijakovic, who was Dijak in the Indies. Keith Lee. I met Matt Hardy, Cody Rose, Kurt Angle. They brought in everybody. They brought in all of them. Yeah, it was excellent promotion. Excellent promotion.
Yeah, I've watched a little bit of them on YouTube. I shared a few of their matches and stuff on our page. I know that I knew Hardy and AJ Styles, and a lot of those guys have been through NEW.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You can look it up on YouTube. There's plenty on there. There's a bunch on YouTube.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and thank our sponsors one more time before we get cut off here. Prestonsburg Pen & Folk, High Tech Science and Graphics, and McGuire's Insurance Agency. Just want to thank those guys. Justin, you got anything you want to say before we go off air, man?
Thank you guys so much for having me. Sorry I didn't say too much. I mean, I wasn't expecting, you know, my favorite wrestler for NXT. I was like, oh, God, I got to be my wrestler. Okay.
I like to put people on the spot.
Yeah. Next time I'll be more prepared, I promise.
Oh, you're fine.
But thank you guys so much for bringing me on.
Well, you know, it's kind of a bummer. You know, we only get 35 minutes with the app we use. So Okay. You got to cram in a lot in a little time. But
yeah, it's all good.
Enjoyed having you on the show, you know. And like I said, we love Nerds Wrestling. You know, we follow you guys. And we follow everything.
Thank you so much.
Just keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, man. I'll try. I got a few more podcasts this week.
I noticed that. You do a lot of podcasts.
Oh, God, so much. I don't have as much as this week. I had like 15, I think, last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this week I really dialed it down. I only have like six. I'm looking right now. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like seven. Yeah. Seven podcasts, so not much. And they're spread out, so they're not too much.
Good deal, man.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you guys so much.
Keep up the good work, you know, and anything you guys want to say?
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. Thank producer Kevin getting everything kind of set up for us, getting it shared across to all the platforms we're on. We're on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. We're on everything. I want to thank, you know, Justin again for coming on. He's repping our shirt right now. We do have shirts for sale. They're behind me. If you need them, just message us. I know they started Nerds of Wrestling themselves, have a website now that sells their own merch. You can check them out as well. He can probably give you the info real quick.
Yeah, just go on prowrestlingtees.com/nerdsofwrestling, and we have a Shopify account. I'll post a link later onto the page.
Oh, cool. All right, guys. I guess I'm going to go ahead and call that a show. Till next time, you've been booked.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, man.